Following the podcast that I did about not using offering, selling milk products in our Budapest center, starting May the 1st, I received a lot of, well, I received comments globally, but I received a series of questions from devotees locally. And so I'm just going to answer those one by one. Why does this rule apply only to the center? Is it for showing a good example only? Budapest Temple is the largest consumer of any of our centers of milk and milk products. All of our centers are actually restaurants, and we're not going forward in the direction of directing to the restaurants what they should do at the present time. However, certainly from the point of view of what we believe in terms of cow protection, it's consistent with the fact that we don't approve of and don't support the slaughter of innocent cows. Are we eating because of karmic reaction or because we're presenting the principle of cow protection? No, our first thing is cow protection. Cow protection means we don't believe in slaughter. We don't want to participate in it, even though it may be an austerity for us. And karmic reaction, our business in spiritual life is not avoiding karma, but in doing what Krishna wants, and we believe that this is what Krishna wants. If the milk of cows are offered to deities, isn't it good karma for them, engaging them in devotional service? Certainly, therefore, it would be nice to have cows in New Vrindavan that we can engage in Krishna's service without actually slaughtering them. It may be good karma for those slaughtered animals that their milk is being engaged in Krishna's service. But that type of logic is not defensible, or it is not without its flaw. The obvious flaw is that you're giving someone good karma who you're going to kill, which is very unfortunate, and that's bad karma for you. So why should we maintain our mother and engage our mother in chanting Hare Krishna? Now I'm just giving an example. And then at the end, watch her be slaughtered. Better that we engage our mother in chanting Hare Krishna and make sure that she isn't slaughtered. And that is that you have your own cows. So the cows from whom you take milk are your mother. At least don't take service and don't take milk from those cows that are being badly treated. Up until now, how much karma was in using milk products? Well, there's lots of karma. From now on, would it be different? Well, at least you're not the one who's responsible for either killing the cows, and you're not the one who's taking the karma. Why is this decision made now? That question you can always ask about any decision being made at any time. For many years, I've tried to convince and coordinate with leaders that we make a very mature and responsible decision to increase our herd in New Vrindavan in order to provide all the milk necessary for our centers. That hasn't matured as yet, and I'm hoping that this will at least force everyone's hand, because we do want to drink milk, and that we will look for some type of solution, and it will, and it's meant to also stop the procrastination about this subject, that some of these arguments, like good karma for slaughtered cows, and so on, keeps perpetuating. Somehow or another, you have to draw the line. So we did it now. How should a congregation member apply this rule in his life? What if he is an accepted or initiated devotee, my disciple? I haven't made any rule or ruling, I don't necessarily think I will, about initiated devotees or what devotees should do. Devotees should act according to their conscience. They can see that this is certainly the standard of the society here. It's what Srila Prabhupada's purpose was in us consuming our own milk from our own farms. We have other standards on other things, such as we don't approve of going to movies, eating at commie restaurants, watching TV at home, and so on and so on. We don't do that at our centers, or let our trainees and devotees here do that. And one would expect that, therefore, other devotees are also following those standards, but don't have to make a separate statement for devotees. Let devotees act according to their own conscience. Can one go back home to the spiritual world if he keeps drinking milk? Srila Prabhupada was aware of what was going on in slaughterhouses. He gave us a solution. At the same time, he didn't make any such statements. I would say that going back to Godhead is dependent upon becoming pure at heart and chanting Hare Krishna. So my answer would be yes, you can go back to Godhead, but you may have to work off this karma as well. Or at least account for it in some particular way. How much karmic reaction comes from drinking milk? Probably a lot. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he's discussing with the Chandkazi, then he's saying that for every hair on the body of a cow, then I think something to the tune of 10,000 years suffering in a miserable condition in hell. So it's a lot. I don't think that the same type of reaction is there for devotees and those who offer their milk and cook for the deities, but some reaction will be there. What should devotees with children do? Feed them milk. I wouldn't stop feeding devotees children milk, just like I wouldn't want devotees to stop drinking milk. Once again, back to the point, but better to drink milk from our own cows. But if there's no milk, I think that in the case of children, the argument is persuasive enough that they need that type of protein and all the vitamins and that are contained within milk, that parents shouldn't stop offering their children milk, unless they want to take responsibility for finding suitable supplemental replacements and so on. Is there a GBC resolution about this? No, there is not. If this rule is followed at other places in the world, one place I do know is at the farm, I think in New Zealand or in New Zealand altogether, Devamrita Maharaj and I had discussed this some years back, and they've put it into effect there. And to the best of my knowledge, it was met with a good reception amongst the devotees. And it's the same thing. It applies to the center, but it doesn't specifically apply to the individuals themselves. Can soybean be offered to the deities? Not to altar deities, to Gornitai at home. I would say it's all right, although I don't consider soybean to be probably the only alternative to milk and milk products. We're looking into what vegans have been what they've actually developed over the many years that they've replaced milk products, and I'm sure there's many other vegetable products and other more even sattvic things than soya. But to one's own home, Gornitai deities, only Gornitai deities, I think it would be acceptable. So those were the questions. Once again, hopefully this is a step forward towards ensuring that we can build up our herd in New Rajadam to supply all those who believe that this is the way that they should be willing and are willing to make the sacrifice. I've discussed on other podcasts, it's a greater cost, it's a larger sacrifice, because it's not just a matter of having cows, because when you have cows you also have bulls, and that means you have to engage the bulls, and you also have to have cow herders, and you have to have their wives and their children, and maintain cow herds as well. So it's a cost, but the idea is that if we really believe in cow protection, and if it's actually our principle for everyone, it's not just for some people who are taking care of cows on a farm somewhere, but every Hare Krishna who's a serious Vaishnava believes in this, we should make a stand on the things that we believe in, rather than looking for different types of compromises. And I hope that in due course of time, the Hungarian Yatra will be able to provide milk for all of its all of the devotees who want the milk, for all of its centers, for all of its farms, for our college, and all of our restaurants, so that people can really understand the taste of foods cooked in ghee. They can take the benefit of milk products, and they can also rest assured that they're eating karma-free food, because that's our philosophy, giving people karma-free food, which is being offered to the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna.